Latsikoenikou. I represent the Department for Inter-ethnic Relations. The mechanisms in place for protecting those who belong to national minorities continue to evolve, even as new challenges occurred, mainly due to the pandemic, to which we try to respond accordingly in order to ensure to those belonging to national minorities to maintain, express, and develop their ethnic, linguistic, cultural, and religious identity, and to fully enjoy their rights. The pandemic, among other challenges, reconfirmed the need to ensure access to information in minority languages on one hand, and to monitor and to address the uprising attitudes and different forms of intolerance in the public space against certain minorities on the other hand. The implication and immediate action of several local and regional authorities and of the public radio and TV broadcasting services across the country were essential not only from the point of view of the implementation of the linguistic rights and the promotion of different means of communication of minorities, but also in the context of providing health and life-preserving measures to the population. We continuously monitor the phenomenon of intolerance and we develop new ideas and ways of counter-speech through multidisciplinary activities and projects of the department and other specialized institutions. Several of our recommendations in addressing forms of intolerance were included in the governmental program, and based on this and on the specific strategies mentioned by the head of our delegation, our institutions continue to develop and implement mechanisms of prevention and combat of hate speech and other forms of intolerance against minorities. In partnership with civil society and with international bodies such as the Council of Europe, we develop and we implement several ideas, including pilot projects, ensuring not only the participation of persons belonging to minorities in such activities, but also of other main actors, such as minority and majority journalists and opinion makers. We have recently had the census of the population. Considering each individual's right to self-determination and continuously promoting not only the linguistic rights, but also their use in public life, the National Institute for Statistics translated the questionnaire in 16 minority languages, establishing a good practice example in our region in promoting minority languages, raising the standards for other fields of activities. Besides the continuous support of the government provided to the organizations representing the national minorities for the expression and the development of their identities, we also pay attention and actively participate in formal and non-formal educational projects, especially in those related to the teaching of traditions, history, language of the minorities, thus adding further perspective and strength to the activities provided by the Ministry of Education on the basis provided by the specific provisions related to this matter. Thank you.